Stories of Suspense. Sampson.
Oh, yes, Mr. Sampson.
Get me Tom Gilbert, and quick.
Yes, Mr. Sampson. Just a moment, please, Mr. Sampson.
Gilbert, Sampson here.
Yes, Mr. Sampson.
I'm calling from number 3 field.
Anything wrong, sir?
Everything's wrong. We're losing $1,000 an hour.
What?
The well's gone up. Flames are shooting half a mile high.
Good heavens, that nitro. That's right, nitro.
If we had any nitroglycerin left, do you think I'd be wasting my time talking to you on the telephone? Yes, but we didn't have enough. We need a big load of nitro, and we need it fast.
Yes, but there's no way of getting it to you. The road through the mountains is washed out, and nitro can't be carried by hand. For one thing, it's illegal.
I know, but we've got to get it.
Yes, sir, but how?
We own the airplanes, don't we?
Yes.
Then load one up with nitro and have it flown here.
But a load of nitro by air? The pilots wouldn't risk a thing like that.
If you pay them enough, they will.
I know one thing, sir. Our pilots won't do it.
Then get some others.
But according to the last report, it's not finished yet.
I've got rollers working on it now.
Even so, with nitro aboard, it'd have to be a perfect landing.
That's what pilots are supposed to do, aren't they?
But, sir...
Now, look, Gilbert. I don't like losing a fortune when all I need is some nitro. Get those pilots. I don't care how you do it, but have them fly in a load by tomorrow morning.
Mr. Sampson, it'd be a suicide mission. The odds against the pilots...
I don't care what the odds are. I want that nitro. If we have to kill a dozen pilots doing it, I still want it. Now, get to work.
I'll be back in just a minute to tell you more of tonight's story, Flight to Nowhere.
There's an ad in this morning's paper asking for pilots.
Are you a qualified pilot?
Yeah.
Do you have your credentials with you?
Uh-huh.
Then please sit down with that other gentleman. Mr. Gilbert will see you in a moment.
Thanks. Hi.
Hello. My name's Al Bartlett.
I'm Clay Andrews.
Glad to know you, Clay.
Same here. Yeah. Did you come to answer that ad for pilots?
Yeah.
What do you think it's all about?
Well, I know one thing. There's something phony about it.
Why do you say that?
Well, this is a big oil company. They've got their own pilots. Well, I advertise for more.
Yeah. Well, maybe they're expanding their staff, or maybe a few pilots quit.
Uh-uh. If they needed pilots for ordinary flying duty, they've got a long list to choose from. Read that ad again.
Qualified pilots needed. One flight. $500 signing on fee. $5,000 bonus.
Oil companies don't go tossing their dough around unless they got a reason.
A gentleman, Mr. Gilbert will see you now.
Well, let's find out, huh?
Nitroglycerin.
I told you it was a phony.
It's only a 300-mile flight, gentlemen. Now, where else could you make $5,500 for flying 300 miles?
Nowhere. But on another job, you wouldn't have to worry about being blown apart any second.
The nitro's in special bottles, and the bottles have been packed by experts.
It doesn't matter how well they're packed. One bump, or even a sudden move, and it all goes up.
This won't be the first time nitroglycerin has been thrown by air, you know.
No, but from what you've told us, we'll be landing on a dirt field.
For the past 24 hours, heavy rollers have been flattening that field.
Look, you could put rollers over the dirt field for years, and it still wouldn't be safe.
What kind of plane do you have, Mr. Gilbert?
A Roberts Hinkle twin engine.
Why are you using a Roberts Hinkle?
Well, it's a light aircraft, and the landing field is only 1,000 feet long.
1,000 feet? That makes this operation nice and easy.
A good pilot could set a plane down well within that distance.
Under perfect conditions, yeah, but look outside, it's clouding up. What's the weather forecast for field number 3?
cloudy, probably rain.
Cloudy, probably rain. Buster, you don't want pilots. You want nitwits.
Oh. Well, how do you feel about it, Andrews?
Well, if I sign on, I get $500 in cash?
Yes, but you'll have to take off within an hour.
What if the flight's unsuccessful?
Then you don't get the bonus.
Why worry? If you blow up, what can you do with a bonus?
It's not good enough, Mr. Gilbert.
Why not?
I'd want my wife to get $2,500 if there's an accident.
$2,500? We'd be throwing that money down the drain.
What about my life?
He's not worried about that. The only thing he can think about is a lot of oil going up in smoke.
$2,500 if I don't make it, Mr. Gilbert. $5,000 if I do. And $500 in cash for signing on.
You could trick us. You could say something was wrong with the plane and bail out.
The $2,500 is to be paid to my wife only if I'm killed.
Oh.
I'll sign a contract to that effect right now.
All right, Andrews. It's a deal. But are you willing to fly the plane by yourself?
Yeah.
Hey, now, wait a minute. You advertised for a couple of pilots.
But you just said...
You give me the same deal and I'll fly with him.
All right, Bartlett. $2,500 to your wife, too.
Not my wife. To a Miss Valerie Williams.
Oh.
Hello, honey.
Oh, it's a bit early for you and the day for you to be calling, isn't it?
Give me a kiss.
Well, my makeup.
You can put it on again. Oh, hey, speaking of putting things on.
Oh.
Well, how do you like it, huh?
Oh, it's adorable.
Try it on, Valerie. Come on.
You mean this bracelet's for me?
You know darn well it's for you.
Is it real, Al?
Is it real? Is it $450 worth?
400? Gosh.
Now, come on, go ahead. Try it on.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Sure, it's gorgeous. And I'll bet Mr. Willoughby never gave you anything like that.
It's the most wonderful thing I've ever owned. Oh, Al, thank you.
And I'll tell you something, honey. There's more where that came from. There's a couple of months in Miami. The best hotel, the best of everything.
Miami?
You've always told me how much you wanted to go there. Mr. Willoughby's never taken you to Miami, has he?
No, he's always too busy.
We can fly down tomorrow.
What did you do, Al Rubberbanker?
No, it's legitimate. Well, come on, what do you say? Do we go to Miami tomorrow?
How much money do you have, Al?
I told you we can spend two wonderful months.
And after that?
After that, I'll figure something out.
But you're not sure.
I'll get dough for you, honey. Plenty of dough.
Mr. Willoughby has it coming in all the time.
He's old enough to be your grandfather.
Sure, but I worked behind a machine in a dirty factory for 3 years, and I'm not going back to that.
I wouldn't let you go back, Valerie.
And I don't want a slave in a kitchen either. Al, I like you. I like you a lot. The girl's got to look after herself.
Yeah. Then you don't want to go to Miami?
I do want to go, Al, and I will go.
Valerie.
But I'm going to hold on to Mr. Willoughby. I'll tell him my mother's sick. I have to visit her for a while. Oh, we can have a good time, Al. A wonderful time.
News from the hospital?
Don is the same as he was yesterday.
Right.
Oh, Clay, the job. What happened?
I got it.
Oh, Clay. Oh, it's so wonderful.
Listen, I'm going to phone the hospital. They can send a telegram to that specialist in California.
Oh, no. No, not yet, darling. Wait a minute. Here's some bad news. He wants half his operating fee in advance.
Okay. This will cover it.
What? Oh, Clay.
Yeah. $500.
But where did you get all that?
Well, it's just a sort of signing on fee.
A signing on? What kind of a job did you get?
It's a flying job.
Oh, but... $500.
Yeah, well, I told him I needed money.
Clay, you're lying to me.
Look, Donnie needs an operation, and he's going to get it.
What kind of a job is it?
I've told you. It's It's just a flying job.
Companies don't give $500 in advance for nothing, Clay.
Well, I said I'd have to pay it back to them.
I know when you're lying to me, darling.
Listen, Donnie needs that operation.
Not if it means you're going to die just because the Arnold Oil Company's losing money.
What? How did you know?
Oh, it's on the front page of the late newspapers. It's been on the radio, too. When you didn't show me that classified ad this morning, I just knew something was wrong. So I went out and bought another paper. As soon as I saw the ad, I knew it was the one you were answering. I remember reading something about oil fires. They're put out with nitroglycerin, aren't they?
All right. So you know.
You can take that money back, Clay.
I can't. I've signed papers.
I'm not going to let you go to your death.
And how about our son lying there in the hospital?
We'll figure something out.
It has to be done this way.
No, I won't let you.
It has to be. How do you think I feel? I was driving that car. My son's legs caught out of that wreckage. I've got to do this, Helen. I've got to, or I'll go crazy.
In just a moment, we return with our story, Flight to Nowhere.
Well, here's your airplane. Looks a little beat up.
Had a complete checkout this morning.
When does the nitroglycerin get here?
The truck arrives in a few minutes.
That's why the field is so empty, huh?
Yes, we had it cleared of all aircraft and personnel.
In case we bump that nitro as we take off, huh?
It's a nice level field. You shouldn't have any trouble.
Are you going to watch us as we take off?
I have to get back to the office.
Not taking any chances, are you, Gilbert?
I'll be taking my chances when I'm loading that nitro. From then on, it's your baby.
I sure hope we don't wake baby up.
Weather's getting worse. Any recent weather news from Field 3, Mr. Gilbert?
Yes, the weather is more or less the same.
In other words, it's a little worse than it was an hour ago.
There's still plenty of ceiling.
How much gas do we have?
Enough for a few hours flying.
Hey, that doesn't give us much leeway.
We thought it best for the plane to be as light as possible. You have a mountain range to cross, remember?
Yeah, but suppose the weather closes in by the time we get to Field 3.
To begin with, that oil fire will serve as a beacon. The landing field is 2 miles due west.
Knowing where it is won't do us any good if we can't see it.
1 hour after you take off, oil cans will be lit along both sides of the runway. You should be able to see that.
Not if the weather closes in completely.
If it's impossible to land, you're to put the plane on automatic pilot and head it for the ocean before bailing out.
And if we bail out, we don't collect anything?
That's right. There's the nitro track. Warm up the engines.
Plenty of runway out. Lift drop nice and easy. If I bounce her up, we're gone.
I only wish the runway was like this to Field 3.
Well, that'll be your pigeon. Tails up.
We're eating up runway. The power line's at the other end.
Yeah.
Better lift us soon.
No, not yet.
We'll hit those power lines.
Don't worry. If we do, we won't know a thing about it.
Hurry up.
A little more. Ah.
The power lines.
According to my frigging, we're at the halfway mark.
Yeah. I'll take over.
Right. I feel like I've been flying for days. The weather's getting worse, too.
Yeah. Can't see the mountains.
We should be a few minutes ahead.
Altitude's almost 6,000.
That gives us about 1,000 feet.
Yeah. If the altimeter's correct.
Yeah. Maybe you better climb a little just to be on the safe side, huh?
Yeah.
Easy does it, boy. Easy.
He doesn't like climbing.
No.
Airspeed's dropping. Very sluggish.
Mm. Well, we picked up 100. 140.
Those are getting heavy.
Speed's down too low. You better level out some fights.
Picking up speed again.
Hey, I think we've reached the mountains. Look at that elevator.
4,000.
3, 8. Hey, we're there, all right.
3, 4.
3,000. Look at that needle move.
2,400.
2,000.
We've still got some strap our sleeve.
If we can trust that elevator.
1,500.
12. 1,000.
800.
That elevator must be wrong.
600.
You better get her up a little.
No. If we stall, we're finished.
But the ground's come out to meet us. 450, 350, 300. Get her up!
No, she's holding at 300.
I think we're all right.
We must be going over the highest peak.
Yeah, the clouds are breaking up a little. Hey, ahead, a mountain peak. Get her up, will you? Yeah. We're heading straight for it. Pull!
If I pull too hard, that knife will go off.
And the peak is right in front of us.
Yeah.
The clouds are closing in again. I can't see it.
Telling me it's almost all the way down, nearly.
We're going to hit. No.
No, the needle's moving. 150, 200, 300.
We're over.
We'll be back in a minute to Peril and our story, Flight to Nowhere.
Are behind us now. I think we can bring her down gradually.
Yeah.
1,000.
Can't see a thing down there yet.
No. Thick, all right. But we may be able to get under it.
2,600.
Can't see anything yet.
Almost out of 2,000.
There. I caught sight of some trees just for a second. Better leave it at 2,000.
Right.
I'll keep my eyes peeled for that oil blaze. We should be sighting in a couple of minutes.
And all we gotta do is set this thing down.
Yeah. Like you were landing on eggs. Smoke?
No, that's it.
Who did you fly for before you got into trouble, Clay?
What makes you think I was in trouble?
If you weren't, you wouldn't be taking a job like this. For myself, I smacked the wrong guy. He turned out to be vice president of the Central Aircraft Company.
Hey, yeah. I remember hearing about that. I was flying for Trans Island at the time.
Trans Island? I thought your name was familiar.
You had a car accident,
you and your son. Then you packed up an airplane and taken off.
Nobody was hurt in that air crash.
No. And I can see that what they said wasn't true either, about you losing your grip, I mean.
I did lose the grip. My kid smashed both his legs in that car crash. Right now, he's lying on a hospital bed. 5 months after the accident, he's still lying there.
The kid needs treatment, huh?
Yeah.
And treatment costs money. The doctors are going to get your dough. Hotel keepers and nightclub owners are going to get mine. Not to mention jewelers and couriers. Why do I always have to fall in love with the expensive ones? If I couldn't have met some nice dame and got married, then maybe I wouldn't have slugged that vice president.
Hey, look. The oil fire. Man, oh, man, this is perfect. The clouds are opening up. There to the right. The runway. Yeah, it's lit up like a Christmas tree. We're in, Clay. We're in.
I'll take it. 248 here. Getting you good and clear on a note. Over.
Everything all right, 248?
Can you see the runway? Over. It stands out like a sore thumb. We'll go straight in. Over.
Set it down nice and easy, fellas. You'll save us a lot of money. Over.
Our hearts bleed for you. Signing off. Save them a lot of money.
Get ready for the landing.
Right. Just pretend that runway's covered with eggs.
Flaps.
Perfect. Look, Clay. Perfect. Now, just hold her steady.
Landing gear.
Okay, down she comes.
What's the matter?
Something's wrong with the hydraulic system. I can't get the wheels down. Get her up! Get her up! Son can have that treatment.
If he doesn't get treatment now, it'll remain a cripple. I was driving that car. I did it to him. It's up to me to make things right.
And all I wanted was a couple of months in my ass. It's funny, but all of a sudden, I feel sorry for Mr. Willoughby. He's a big butter and egg man, Clay. He goes for cheap blondes.
Yeah.
Cheap blondes like Valerie.
Come on, bail out.
You've got a dame who loves him. You got a kid who needs you.
Get moving. There's no time to waste.
I've stopped wasting time for that. I'm sorry. Come on, boy. Come on. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up.
Open door.
Now,
the controls.
They're locked. We're going around in a circle.
But
don't forget to pull up the cord to go down.
Down?
So long.
Happy landing.
You got that straight, Arnold? My share of the dough goes to Clay. Over.
Got it.
I want to be sure about that.
It's okay. There's no witness to me.
Good. Signing off.
No way. You sure you want to go through with this?
I can't stand the thought of your company losing dough. So long. Right in the middle. It's got to be right in the middle. I'm sorry about Miami, Valerie. But you'll get there. You'll see to that.
Concludes tonight's peril story, Flight to Nowhere.